Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Showers. 45 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees.
Bravo 8, Romeo West India standing by. Bravo 8, Romeo West India standing by.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees.
the 800OE.
Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly cloudy, 48 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 50 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly cloudy, 49 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly sunny, 51 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly sunny, 52 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Partly sunny, 51 degrees.
This is KT8RFC.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly sunny, 54 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 54 degrees.
NEWCB. This is KYNU. KYNU, good evening. This is NEWCB. Your long weekend has started. Hopefully things went well today. We got a message from one of your co-workers there wanting to go to Clinton. How did things go today at work?
I was busy. It was call-to-call busy. If there's any flavor of what summer is going to be like, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I believe it, and it was, you know, kind of a cooler day today. Hate to see as we approach Memorial Day and North High School graduation, school, and how things are going to go. Definitely fast in the seatbelt.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. How was your guys' day? How are you guys feeling?
Well, for me, I'm starting to turn the corner, I think, a little bit. I mowed the lawn. I was able to get the whole lawn done. And I'm feeling pretty good. A lot better than I did the last time I did it, so I'm happy for that. Mom is still coughing. I think she's doing a little bit better. I think she's on the downslide, but I'm still coughing and the congestion of that.
Well, hopefully you guys get 100% here and kick that stuff, because it's no fun, for sure. Just talking to one of the EMTs just before I left, and they were saying that they had whatever you guys had, and or something similar, and they were saying it was just miserable and just absolutely horrible.
Well, that sounds like what we got. That's how to describe it. Miserable. It seems like it just kind of hangs on, and thankfully it's one of those where you just, cough it up, blow your nose, and clear your throat, and that kind of thing. That's been us pretty much the way through it. That's why we haven't talked to go to the doctor or anything, or urgent care, because, it's coming up, and fever breaks during the day for me, and it comes back at night, and thankfully I think I'm cleared of it. Mom hasn't had those problems. It's a little bit different, but still the lingering effect.
Well, just take it easy as much as you can, and try to rest as much as you can, and like you said, get those meds going, and chicken noodle soup. Hopefully that'll help you feel better.
Yes, absolutely. My outdoor work is done this week, so I'm happy about that one. I'm going to kick back over the weekend and relax a little bit. Maybe enjoy some radio one or two of the days.
Sounds like a plan. Heard you check in Wayne County last night. I thought I missed it, and then I was sitting there in the room, we're trying to unwind, and I'm like, wait a minute, their net's still going. It just started. I'm going to check in.
Yeah, your signal was loud and clear to the repeater till Friday, so thankfully from the storm there, had a week or so ago, and they didn't have any damage or anything to that effect with the antenna, but and I've had been covered, but checked in at the very end, but thankfully we were able to get in.
Yeah, the first time it was complete garble, but the second time wasn't too bad.
That's good. Interesting how a few minutes changes things, and the different positioning in the room there kind of helps. So I'm glad. It was a good test. Lots of check-ins there, and good information there from the best, some of the other activities that they're doing down there.
Yeah, they got a lot going on down there, which is good. And I was talking to Max today, and he should have all the scores from the set here posted either tomorrow or Monday.
Oh, okay, well, we'll be anxious to see how things go, how everybody scores. Like I say, it seems like it was very well, a lot of participation within our group and then also in recent seniors. So I'll be interested to see the results, and again, a lot of good pictures there on the Michigan Octocom Facebook page too, at AWTV.
Yeah, there's a lot of good pictures, a lot of good activity, and it was good thinking on the planning part of it. I think everything went really well, and looking forward to the fall and getting that one, that set taken care of, and some more training up here.
Yeah, there's always room for more training and improvements and, honing skills and seeing what works and communicating in that. I definitely just look forward to it there. Definitely.
Yeah, hopefully get this Windlink training going, and that should be fun. Just waiting on the word. So once I hear, we'll get that going too.
Yeah, absolutely. And the contact person you had, they're very strong in the wind link, and they're learning a lot from them. But I'm glad you got hooked up on that end. I think they'll do a good job, and like I say, I think it'll be very beneficial.
Oh yeah, definitely, for sure, and there's a lot of good interest in it, so it'll be useful, on both ends, and should be fun. Should be a lot of fun to learn. So get that going, and. We'll try to figure out something else in training. I think it's pretty good. Like I said, in the set, the 2-4 teams were filled out really well, and a lot of good activity. So. Covered something, and worked out really well, for sure. And hopefully, hopefully get some more participation and more activity and keep people being active. I think that's the big thing, just being active and having the appropriate training. And in the 911 world, you train and prepare and hope that you never have to use it.
I think that's the truth. Like you say, sometimes you think some of the training is, game or silly or whatever, but like you say, you hope you never have to use it. Before you ever you do, you wanna be prepared. And this organization and lack of communication and just a lot of various things that could get out of the teeth real quick. So it did help. And like I say, keep people busy, keep them active,
it sparks interest when you're active and a quiet repeater is a not noticed repeater, and when you got activity going, it sparks interest and gets people involved, and it brings the passion to the hobby, and it gets people out there to enjoy the hobby and have fun with the hobby. And you're using the radio system that you bought and or built or whatever, and you're getting to use it for something good. So pretty cool.
Yes, I agree on that. It's definitely good to hear this repeater has got a little bit more activity on it. I think that's a good thing. One thing that surprised me, and I've heard, talked with a couple of people, that the PMR side is not as active as I had originally thought it was. I guess I assumed that people had more interest or had the PMR, and I guess I'm a little surprised that maybe I'm just using Fokker space, you have your radio, maybe there's the others that are out there as well. But that is one of the things that really just really surprised me.
Okay, Wayne. Yeah, and that's the fun thing. Like, there'll be some times where DMR will be busy, and then there's other times where there's nobody on, and it'll be wise and it's the job. But it's good. It's nice to have. The system is microwave based. They're backed up, so the chance of failure is very, very minimal. So.
WTV. Yes. Yeah. That's definitely. Like I say, it's a good signal. Popcorn or bacon or anything like that with it. Good transmissions. You don't have people that are covering each other. That's kind of a nice thing. And like I say, the system is very very good system, robust system to work with.
Yeah, I can be in the middle of the store and still hit the repeater and still have perfect coverage. There's analog. It depends on the repeater. It depends on what store you're in and, what time of day and what's going on.
Yeah, yes, I agree there. Definitely try to figure out what store I'm in, or get used to things. Maybe I'll turn on a repeater where there's activity, or if I need to transmit or anything, that type of thing. But
Yeah,
I still haven't hooked it up to the battery. I'm still running off the plug, and everything seems to be running really good. So we'll see. I'm probably going to hook it to the battery once I get a little bit of free time. I just have to figure out how to run it through the firewall into the engine compartment.
Yeah, that's one of those jobs, again, where planning is a big thing. You definitely want to hook it up right, and again, what's going to the firewall, you want to put it through, and everything is safe, the wiring is safe, and should there be any sparks or shorts or anything like that, and that stays up. But as long as it's working that way, hey, and it's not good too hot, definitely,
that's a good thing. Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and unwind and get ready for the net. I've got net control tonight, so you guys got to put up with me. But appreciate you coming along and the good conversation on the way north. If you guys need anything, definitely reach out and let us know. And I think the kids are going to call Grandma here in a little bit, wish her a happy birthday. So, you guys enjoy your evening, and we'll hopefully hear you on the net and talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan, indeed. Yes. Good conversation. Thanks for the ride along there tonight. And, get you there the next three for you. But stay warm tonight. Definitely a free morning, I guess. Frost advisory company tonight. But, stay warm, and we're looking forward to the net. But, tell everyone hello, and Grandma will be expecting. We look forward to hearing from the kids there for a happy birthday. But anyway, 73 and 88 to you and the family. And we'll talk to you again down the page.
NAWCB
is clear.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. 73s and 88s to you and Mom. K8YNU, clear. All stations, this is K8YNU. The Macomb County ARPSC net will start in 15 minutes. This is K8YNU. The Macomb County ARPSC net will start in 5 minutes. All stations, this is K8YNU. That is Kilo Echo 8, November uniform. And I will be WA8MAC. That's Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Alpha Charlie, for tonight's Macomb County ARPSC weekly net. This net is held every Thursday at 7 p.m. on this frequency, except in the third Thursday during the monthly ARPSC meeting. If this repeater should go down, we'll go to backup repeater 442.600, 442.600, and appeal 123, and then backup simplex at 146.580. Is there any stations that could take over as net control if for some reason this station is not able to transmit? Hearing none, we'll move on. Please note that during this net, emergency traffic may break in at any time. The ARPSC net is a directed net. All are welcome to check in stations located inside Macomb County. Corrections. Stations located outside of Macomb County will be invited to check in after Macomb County has checked in. When checking into the net, please say the following. following. Net control, this is, followed by your call sign, given slowly and phonetically, followed by your name, and whether you have traffic or announcements. Do not unkey during any of that. After a brief check-in, we'll go back through the list of those who have traffic and announcements. This is WA8MAC. My name is Dave. Net control for tonight's Macomb County AARPSC Weekly Net. Are there any mobile or short-time stations or in-and-out stations wishing to check in? Please call now.
Net control, this is Victor Echo 3, Tango Charlie Sierra, VE3, CCS Mobile, Tim. No traffic in and out, please. Thank you.
Net control, recognize VE3, CCS, Tim, in and out. Good evening, sir. All right, one last call for mobile or short time. Mobile or short time stations or in and out stations. Please call now. Hearing none, we'll now take check-ins located, starting by location. We'll start at 8 Mile and work our way north to Boardman Road, which is county line. Stations located between 8 Mile Road and 14 Mile Road. 8 Mile Road and 14 Mile Road. Please call now.
November 8, X-ray, Zulu, Ron and Warren. No traffic. N8XZ.
Net control recognizes N8XZ. Ron. Good evening, sir, and welcome to the net. Are there any more stations located between 8 Mile Road and 14 Mile Road? Please call now. This is Net Control Station WA8MAC calling for stations located between 14 Mile Road and Hall Road. 14 Mile Road and Hall Road, please call now.
Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Dave, no traffic. Net Control.
Net Control,
this is Kilo Fox 8, Alpha Tango Charlie. Kilo Fox 8, Alpha Tango Charlie. Tim, Clinton Township. No traffic.
Net control. This is Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha. Bill, Warren, Michigan. No traffic.
Net control. This is Whiskey Delta 8. November, X-ray, India, Mike, Sterling Heights, no traffic.
All right, Net Control recognizes NAWCB Dave, KF8 ATC Tim, K8 WA Bill, and WD8 NXI. Good evening, sir, Mike, and guys, welcome to the net tonight. All right, moving our way north, we'll take stations now located between Hall Road and Boardman Road. Hall Road and Boardman Road, please call now.
Net control, this is November 8, Kilo, Papa, Papa, Wally, no traffic.
Net control, this is November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, Tim, Tango, India, Mike, in Richmond, no traffic.
Net control recognizes NAKPP Wally and NAWRO Tim. Good evening, sir, and welcome to the net tonight. Are there any more stations located between 8 Mile Road and Boardman Road? 8 Mile Road and Boardman Road, please call now. This is Net Control Station WA8MAC. I will now take check-ins from outside of Macomb County. Stations located in counties outside of Macomb County, Please state your call sign given slowly and phonetically, followed by your name, and followed by whether you have announcements or traffic. Stations located outside of Macomb County, please check in now. All right, hearing none, we'll come back later on and see if we get some late check-ins. Well, good evening, guys. Welcome to tonight's net. Appreciate you guys checking in. Hopefully everybody's had a good day. Today at work, it's been busy. We've been call to call, so summer is here, and people like to have emergencies. So, anyways, tonight's question is going to be something outside of ham radio. I heard this question on another net, and I'm like, you know what? This is a good opportunity to ask it. So I'm going to ask the question here tonight. Seeing that Mother's Day is Sunday, how many of you remember something that your mom may have done or something that your mom may have said that left an impact in your life? Something that your mom said or did that left an impact in your life. And it doesn't have to be your mom. Maybe it can be your grandma or somebody that, you know, was a mom figure to you. But what impact did they have? What did they say that maybe left an impact in your life or something they did? And I'm not talking brought you into this world, I'll take you out of this world. I'm talking something like, you know, something that they did sincere. So we're going to start at the bottom of the list, and we'll work our way upward here. So Tim, N-A-W-R-O, what about you? What is something your mom may have said or did that left an impact in your life?
Wow, Dave, that's a good question. Mom passed away in 2020. It wasn't unexpected, but during that time period from 2010 to about 2020, both my brother and I were helping her out at the facility. And it just, you know, every day was just a treasure to be with her. We had a book of pictures from the old days, from her childhood. And the one story I remember mostly is that she grew up in Nebraska, and she actually knew Johnny Carson, believe it or not. And they sat on the front porch. She was in the same class as her. And I always thought that story just is worth repeating. But, she was definitely a good person. That's about all I can say about that. Back to Ned.
That sounds good, Tim. Yeah, that's pretty cool, knowing Johnny Carson. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty cool. Wally, what about you, NAKPP? Something that your mom may have said or did that left an impact in your life?
I'm going to kind of leave that one alone. I do say that my father passed away probably about 10, 15 years ago. My mom did remarry, and she's really, really happy. So I got to give her credit for that. She stepped up to the plate. She decided she wasn't going to live her life alone, and she's still with us today. I mean, I just hope that, and she's in her middle 80s, and she's 100% cognitive of everything that goes on. I mean, everybody is all worried about dementia, Alzheimer's, forgetting things, something like that, and it's just amazing how you can say something to her, and she will remember it, like, all the way down the road, and she'll carry on the discussion like she's still a young woman. So that part of it is just amazing. So I think that's all I have to say about that. N-A-K-P-P.
Yeah, moms tend to be strong like that. It's you know, I look at my wife, and, you know, it's like she's tougher than I am. I tend to forget things, or I tend to, you know, to not have that same compassion that my wife has for the kids. And it's like, man, how do you do this? How do you have that? And, you know, same for my mom. My mom's smart as a whip, and you know, she's just an awesome person. And so it is pretty cool. right, moving up here, Mike. Whiskey Delta 8, Nora X-Ray India. What about you, sir? Something that your mom did or said that left an impact in your life.
Yeah, she's pretty, she passed in 2016. She's always busy and always doing something. So a strong word gets it. Kept us motivated in going to school and doing everything else. So keeping us busy, keeping us strong, I guess, is too busy making things work. So, that's the biggest one. WDA, next guy, over to that.
Yeah, moms tend to be those drivers that it keeps you going, and even when you want to give up or you don't feel like doing it, moms always have a way to get you going. And sometimes for me, my mom, it might have been the end of a spoon in my backside, but she got me going, and so it's pretty cool there. All right, Bill. KWA, what about you? What's something that your mom has done or said that's left an impact in your life?
Well, I just remember it was more of an example, I think, than anything she said. Both my parents grew up and lived through the Great Depression of the 30s, and so they were always making do with what we had. Didn't have a lot of money when I was young, and they never complained, never had cared about having the latest and the greatest anything, but I think just the idea of get along and do for yourself, and that's about all I can really say to that. So back to the net.
Yep. It's pretty neat how moms keep things together, and they're like I said, more organized sometimes than we are as guys, and pretty cool. Tim, ATC, sorry about that, been a long day. Tim, what about you? Something maybe your mom has said or done that's left an impact in your life? Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Tango Charlie, are you still there? All right, we'll come back to Tim. Any WCB, Dave, what about you? Something that your mom has said or done that's left an impact in your life?
Net Control, any WCB. Well, my mom and your grandma was a good Christian woman. I think that's what I remember, her faith in Jesus Christ. Definitely remember her reading her Bible and praying for me. I think there are a lot of things that she did. Boy, I could talk a long time, but boy, she tried to make some of those games that were done on Captain Kangaroo for me years ago. And then she'd make these graham cracker sandwiches with chocolate between them, and I'd take them to school, and all the kids would want them, and I wouldn't give them up for anything. But my mom was a good woman. She died about 17 years ago. And I'm thankful for my mom. And by the way, your mom's smiling and had a couple of your comments as well. 73, happy Mother's Day to all the moms that are out there. And it's WCB, his point.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, just the example and that moms can be. It is pretty cool. So definitely. Ron, what about you? What's something that your mom has done or said that left an impact in your life?
Net Control, November 8 X-ray Zulu. I'm going to have to say marrying my dad had the biggest impact in my life. Other than that, I don't know, the last couple of decades with all the cancer and that have been weird and shifted from her taking care of me to me taking care of her, so I don't really know how to answer that. So back to that, November 8 X-ray Zulu.
Yeah, yeah, it's hard when you know, when parents get up in age and you know, kind of the roles change, and you know, the folks that you think are superheroes, and you find out that they're human, and how special they are. So definitely, it's neat. Yeah, I think for me and my mom, she stayed at home and was always around for my sister and I. And you know, could have chose a career, but chose to stay home. And it was definitely faithful and always there for my sister and I. And was a good example as a parent, not perfect, but always a good example for my sister and I. And so I am thankful for my mom. And as Mother's Day approaches, don't forget to wish your moms happy Mother's Day, even if they're not here. Just wish your mom a happy Mother's Day. You know, it's important. Your wife, you know. Mom's job is not easy, and you know, it's not it's one of those things where, you know, it's like, yeah, I go to work in the morning, and you know, I leave my job and, you know, leave the nonsense there. Mom's kind of put up with the nonsense 24 hours, 7 days a week, so they do a lot for us. And you know, so as Mother's Day approaches, don't forget to wish your wife a happy Mother's Day, or your mom a happy Mother's Day, and don't forget to celebrate their time. All right, good questions tonight. I know maybe a hard question to answer, but I still think it's good. I think it's good to think about. Anyways, I want to say again thanks to all those that participated in the set here this past Saturday. Everybody did a fantastic job. Every 214 that I've seen, every paperwork that I've seen that has been turned in, phenomenal. Just time-stamped perfectly, documented, well-written. And, you know, I think that, honestly, you guys did a phenomenal job, an awesome job. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be a part of any other group. This group right here, this Macomb County group, this is awesome. You guys are awesome. You guys rock this out, and I am so proud to be a part of this team. And so I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for participating, for getting involved, even if it was for like an hour or so. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate what you guys have done. And the willingness to get out there and drive, or to go virtual and take reports and take assignments, break for time. So again, thank you. Definitely appreciate you guys. I talked to Max. He's the Oxcom director, and he said he will have the points out here hopefully either later today, tomorrow, or Monday. So. As soon as I get those, I'll let you guys know, and we'll know where we sit. Definitely want to say thanks, hopefully in October we can do another one. And we're going to try to do some more things here this summer. Here we're going to try to do WinLink, like I said, just waiting on my contact to confirm a day. Once I hear back from him, we'll get something set up. We'll let you guys know. And hopefully, maybe we'll do some tabletop drills, or we'll get out there and play radio and try to do more maybe more stuff like the set. So be ready and watch your emails, and if you know of anybody that is just wanting something to do, send them our way. We would love to grow our group. Right now we're sitting at 26 members, and would love to get more in there. Right at that teeter point where we're going to have to upgrade our mass notification system, so I would love to do that. So let's try to get to the 30 member mark if we can. Definitely appreciate you guys. Also looking at doing a picnic this summer. So hopefully maybe in July we can set something up, do a family picnic, bring out your gear, and maybe we'll activate a park or something like that. That's kind of the drive here this summer. Take it easy, but also we want to stay active. We want to try to get involved. Also, don't forget here, next Thursday will be our meeting. It'll be in person, 7 o'clock at the Macomb ISD building. I'll get you guys the address to that and the room, and I'll make sure I send out the correct room number this time. We'll get you guys hooked up there, and hopefully we'll have a great turnout for that meeting. All right, are there any late check-ins that would like to check into the net? Go ahead and give your call sign slowly and phonetically, followed by your name and what city you're in or what county you're in. All right, hearing none, this concludes tonight's session of Macomb County Air PSE Net. Thank you all who checked into the net, and we'll remind you again here next Thursday there won't be a net, there'll be a meeting. So please join us then. This is KYNU as WA8MAC closing the net here at 7:26. And returning the repeater back to regular amateur use. 73 to you all. This is KYNU, and I'll be monitoring the station for about 5 more minutes.
KNYU, this is WP8NSI Mike. I have a question.
Yeah, Mike, this is KYNU. Go with your question there. How can I help you?
Yeah, so does the Macomb County PSE have a webpage, or how can I get information about the group?
Yeah, so we have an email. We also have a webpage. If you Google, let's see here, Macomb County ARPSC, it should take you to a Google site. And there you'll have all sorts of things like Skywarn, our events, membership forms, contact information. And then also we have an email. You can shoot us an email here at arpscmacombcounty@gmail.com. And then, again, that's arpscmacombcounty@gmail.com. And then if you email me, I could send you all the links to the website. I could send you the membership form, as well as we have a Discord app. We do a lot of our stuff on Discord, especially for Skywarn. It kind of keeps everybody up to date. And then also if we activate here for the county, it kind of gives us a second form of communication. And then also I have an office number. I'm in the office Monday and Wednesday from 9 to 5. And my office number is 586-221-0086. Again, that's 586-221-0086. And you can call anytime, but I'm usually in the office Monday and Wednesday between 9 and 5.
I appreciate the info, Jay. I will check it out. WD8, and then
sounds good. Sounds good. Looking forward to hearing from you. And like I said, as soon as you email me here, or if you just look up our thing, as soon as we get the membership form filled out, if that's what you choose to do, we'll get you hooked up here, and it'll be good. It'll be good to have new people. We're growing every day. We've added three new people here just recently, and hoping to grow more. So, all right. Well, you have a good night. 73, see ya. This is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November Uniform, and I'll be clear off of this channel.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Sunny. 51 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 50 degrees.
WAYRC Mobile.
Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 45 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 43 degrees.